Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Song I wanted to hear right then. That's so good. I love that song so much. Oh man, that's my. I don't know that it's exactly my favorite from them, from the Dead Milkmen, but that is such a great song. It really is. That was their kind of their one big commercial success hit.
Yeah.
And then all the other stuff is funny. 6:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Santa Rosa County Commission. A couple weeks ago, I just had never gotten to this exactly, and sometimes I have to play catch up on these things just because, there's this philosophy in the news business that says, only do things that are 24 to 48 hours old. But I feel like sometimes my job is to, if I don't have time to get it in here, I will make time to get it in a longer version when I do have a little bit of space, because I just feel like it's better to do it well than to do it right away. Maybe that's contrary to the idea of the news. I don't really care. I feel like it doesn't matter one way or the other, especially on some of these long-term things that, it's going to take a little while to figure all this out. That's why I want to talk about the well-filled protection area in Santa Rosa County, because we never did get a chance to share this. We had talked about it as a warm-up. We hadn't quite gotten to the regular meeting comments. That Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5, that's Gulf Breeze Tiger Point, talking about the decision to allow the racetrack to build in the well-filled protection area, but with restrictions and, higher levels of, rigor, essentially, with what they did.
The situation with the racetrack coming in and petitioning the board for a variance, I viewed that when I originally looked at it, I said, this could be a really bad thing. But I started looking at, what's the opportunity that's put in front of us? We have a welfare protection ordinance that specifically says, underground storage of fuel is prohibited. But the very last sentence in that portion of that ordinance also says, but a variance may be applied for and granted by the Board of County Commissioners. So, that door is already open.
So it's an interesting position to take. He's saying that because it's possible to grant a variance, you can't say it's just 100% crazy, which that's fair. That's in the ruling. But of course, a lot of people have the idea no exceptions in the well-filled protection area because the consequences can be too high. He knows that, right?
When I saw the application come through for a variance, I thought that was a perfect opportunity for, let's have a discussion. Let's look and see what we can do. Let's find that balance. Let's use logic and say, how can we allow for economic development, frankly, at a parcel where there was previously a gas station before anyway.
Okay, so it's not brand new virgin territory. That doesn't justify anything, but just context.
And how do we use that as an opportunity to take existing threats? Because there's no doubt there are existing threats in the well-filled protection area right now with underground fuel storage tanks.
Several of them.
And my initial thought was, this is an opportunity to make things better. I know it doesn't look like that. I realize it. It's a very emotional topic. The moment you start talking about making a change, granting a variance, people immediately, the sky is falling, you're going to pollute all the water, we're all going to die on the south end of the county. It's certainly not the case.
That's not what he intends, obviously. And he's right. That is how people react to even possible threats to a water source. He's right. That is how people react.
There's an opportunity for us to put some additional protections in place now. I think I've consulted with our attorney, and the requirements that were put on racetrack as part of their development can be the new standard that we require everyone to come up to. Now, we can't just say, hey, you got to dig up all your stuff tomorrow and spend all this money today, right? That's unreasonable. But we can say, upon change of ownership of a facility, of an existing facility that's currently grandfathered in, upon a remodel of a facility, those can be two triggers. which could require them to come up to this current standard. And then we could set a time frame that's a reasonable time frame that allows them to financially justify that expense. That could be as short as 5 years. That could be somewhere. I would not go past 10 years personally on that. But there's an opportunity there to take that, just that one segment of underground fuel storage, and take existing stations and bring them up to a new standard.
I do have concerns about this way of looking at it, even though I'm very sympathetic to what Commissioner Wright is saying. I have concerns. I'll tell you about those in just a second. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Well, I'm not seeing any accidents reported by FHP at the moment. Looking at the roadways, not seeing any major slowdowns. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90 this morning, no accidents reported. Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee is clear. And Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in good. If you see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down and you want to report it to us, you can text or call our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Do be aware that today winds are very strong,
yes,
in the 20s, 30 mile an hour, kind of, you know, depending on gust or sustained. I mean, I drive to work through all the trees. I mean, like, so it shouldn't, and I was noticing it even in a tree protected area. So please be careful and pay attention to the winds, especially on bridges if you've got something that's got a high profile. Hey, if you are an employer, you've got employees, you've got to deal with benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll, all of that. Torgerson Causey, I mean, they're great at this. Look, if you're super happy with what you got now, great. And even if you are happy, you might, you know, just call them to see if maybe they can do something better for you, because you never know. I know for us, I kind of thought things were okay. But then we took them on about 7 years ago, or they took us on, I guess, and they gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service by, I mean, like a zillion percent. And, you know, always responsive to emails and questions, and I never have any doubts about it. Just, you know, Reed's just been fantastic, Reed and Todd. Anyway, so if you want to have somebody come and take a look for no obligation at what you're doing for your employees and see if it is the best it can be done, call Torgerson Causey, 25 years in business, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to this conversation about the wellfield protection area, okay? So Colton Wright is making the claim that letting Racetrack in gives them the opportunity to put higher restrictions in on other gas tank owners that are already in the wellfield protection area or anywhere else in the county, theoretically. I suppose, you know, could give a pretext for that, too. We could do it within 5 years, maybe. We could get money in to help make them upgrade what they've currently got. We could hold up the sale of any property pending them upgrading to the new. One thing about the holding up the sale is, if I don't know how much this costs to refurbish these tanks, but what if that makes somebody decide, well, it's just not worth the cost and we'll just let it sit there and then it's not being maintained properly? I don't know if that's a possibility, but it's something to be concerned about. Also, if you let Racetrack in at this level, then you've kind of set the precedent that you'd have to let other exceptions in too. You know, make an exception once, the exception becomes the rule. And so I'm not sure about that. But I am open to the idea that if we can maybe get the other tanks to a higher level of security, that in the end, the overall level of threat or risk to the wellfield protection area is actually lower overall, because it was pointed out by Jerry Cooey.
You have 8 derelict gas tanks in East Milton right now. I'd like some help with that. We in that area, you're talking about proactive, the county needs to get out there and get those out of the ground.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, which, again, you know, that's derelict, that's not active, but all of that. Again, if we can find a way to use this to create a better overall situation, then so much the better, right? Also, can we make stronger protections on, for example, the source of the well? This is Commissioner Wright agreeing with James Calkins.
Commissioner Calkins, when we had these discussions before, you know, we talked about, you suggested moving the wellhead protection from 500 feet to 1,000 feet. I think that's a great idea. I think we look at, you know, integrating that into it.
Right. And, you know, Commissioner Calkins had his say.
I believe every one of you gentlemen care about the water, want to respect the water. But in 5 years from now, there may be 3 commissioners that don't care about the water.
I mean, that doesn't seem that likely. It's hard to imagine. I suppose theoretically it's possible, but okay, go on.
And they can pass something that could hurt it, and that's, we don't want that. So we need to put real protections in place that really protect the wells. not just some big line around the whole thing that says, and then all of a sudden the board can say, oh, well, we can pick and choose what to approve, what to not. That's not a orderly system. So what we got's got to change.
Okay, so there's the part of this that I agree with. What he's saying is that if you can make exceptions, then you're setting yourself up for people making exceptions, which create risk and problems. Okay? Agreed. And the idea that there'd be future commissioners who don't care about the water, that just, again, seems very unlikely to me. But what he seemed to be wanting to say was that the board should somehow make something that's more robust and harder to overturn in the future, so that future boards with three commissioners who hate water, whoever that might be, and nobody's paying attention, you know, whatever that might be, that those people wouldn't have the ability to mess things up. And the problem with that is there's a basic principle in, I know, in Florida government and sort of generally speaking in all government, but it's particularly true in Florida. A current board can't bind a future board. I mean, they can because they can make contracts which future boards have to honor. Okay. But you can't write a rule that says we believe in this so much that in the future you can't undo it, but with four or five votes. You're taking away the power of future boards to run the county according to the existing provisions of Florida state constitution. And you can't do that. So though it might seem like a nice thing to put in place something that would really prohibit a future majority from doing a dumb thing, a majority today can't prohibit a future majority from doing anything, not really. And so that concept of government, I'm not sure that he fully understands, but I get where he's coming from. I get what he's trying to accomplish. And this, I think, the same thing that Colton Wright is trying to accomplish is, you know, can we not create a higher level of restriction so that we diminish the prospect of threats current and future from, you know, harming the water, which is obviously what everybody wants in the end. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus food digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus food digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Get $5 off at AlignProbiotics.com.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. this Wednesday for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
true love is the greatest thing in the world. But that's not what he said. He distinctly said to blave. And as we all know, to blave means to bluff.
The reason why, oh, I can say.
Got it. Dalton Kadak delivers in the clutch. Texas with one last heave coming down four. Hunter missed it, and that's it. The Tennessee Volunteers are headed back to the Sweet 16.
And if you're a Vols fan, you're like, oh, thank God. That was scary. Beating Texas 62-58 to advance to the Sweet 16. So congratulations to them. Also, and because I like to support everybody who the local folks support, even if it causes me personal pain, Alabama.
The celebration is on. Roll Tide rolls on. Bama goes back-to-back in Sweet 16 appearances for the first time in three decades.
Well done. Congratulations, Alabama. Clemson also holds on.
And Clemson's march through the madness will continue to the City of Angels. The Tigers are marching on to the Sweet 16.
Oh, man, that was a crazy final minute of that game, too. You know, that was almost trouble. And then, Baylor would, they got within two, and then they couldn't make it. And then they'd foul, and Clemson would make them both, and then they'd miss. Baylor would miss, and they'd foul, and Clemson would make them both, and then Baylor would foul, and they'd make them. I mean, it's just, the end score of 72-64 does not reflect the final minute where it was almost a tie game. But a lot of fun over the weekend watching the basketball. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I'm not seeing any issues on our roadways right now. 9 Mile not showing any problems. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. We're looking good on Burgess and Olive. We're clear on 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Looks like Highway 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is clear, and Cervantes is good through the curve on Scenic Highway. If you see anything out there on the roadways and you want to let us know about it, text or call our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. By the way, in the tournament, there were seven big upsets in the first round, like double-digit plus seeds upset. Only one of them is still alive. I think it's NC State at 11 ranked is the only one that's in the Sweet 16 that's a double digit. 627, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the deadline's getting closer for Donald Trump to pay that $454 million bond in his New York civil fraud judgment. Trump's legal team currently working to secure the bond ahead of today's deadline.
Yeah, if he doesn't come up with this today, they're going to start taking
seizing
property
assets,
is what,
right.
And he says he's got $500 million on hand, is what he says, you know, under the mattress or whatever. But he's got about $500 million, but he doesn't want to get rid of all of his money because, you know, it's an election year and he needs money.
You don't want to clean out the sock drawer like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know, no, you absolutely. Don't want to be turning in the dimes to pay $500 million fine. So anyway, that it's, you know, of course, he has always said, I'm innocent, and B, all of this stuff is political, designed to harm me in my run for reelection, you know, and I know his supporters believe all of that, and, you know, I'm sympathetic to the claim, but anyway, that's kind of their position on it. Sorry, go ahead, David.
Well, the White House expecting an Israeli delegation in Washington, D.C. for some high-level meetings this week. President Biden invited a team of officials to visit during a recent call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and one of the Happy Gilmore co-stars says Adam Sandler might be working on a sequel to the comedy classic. Christopher McDonald, he was in the original, played Shooter McGavin. In a recent radio interview, McDonald said he ran into Adam Sandler just a few weeks ago, and Sandler showed him a first draft script of Happy Gilmore 2. So that may be coming out sometime soon.
Well, you know what would make it so that that movie didn't get made?
What's that?
Well, if the price was wrong. Come on! Come
no,
on!
It was good. It was good.
Thank you.
That was
all
a good
right,
one.
I didn't even use any profanity. 629 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There was some, by the way, in the movie, just a little tiny, teeny bit. Let's see. What else do we have going on? Oh, if you are thinking about buying your next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to go shopping for it. They've got about 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs on the lot, and you can sample them side by side, compare them, play with the knobs, play with the AC, play with the whatever the technology is, because cars these days have so much of it. And then drive a few. Don't just drive one. Drive three or four or five. Drive something outside of your category. You're looking at trucks, drive a minivan. You might discover you like it. Or you might discover, nope, that's why I'm not buying a minivan. That's fine. But do your process and start it at Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I'm Andrew McKay. Be sure to tell them I said hi.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's expected in New York at a pretrial hearing for his criminal hush money case. He has until today to secure payment for a $500 million civil business fraud judgment against him.
Trump and his legal team have appealed and requested a stay on the bond ordered by Judge Arthur Engoron. AG Letitia James said she'll begin seizing Trump's assets, including 40 Wall Street and his Seven Springs estate in Westchester County, as early as today.
Fox's Sue Guzman. Four men from the former Soviet Republic Tajikistan are charged with terrorism for a concert attack in Moscow, killing at least 137 people.
Three of the suspects were marched bent double into court, the fourth brought in a wheelchair and appeared to lose consciousness. All appear to have been beaten, and Russian media reports at least one suffered electric shocks during interrogation.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the Islamic State terrorist group, claims responsibility for the attack. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees in Pensacola. Now the investigation today continuing after a deputy-involved shooting, which all started when a man allegedly skipped out on a taxi fare. This happened on Saturday. Investigators say 22-year-old Jeteris Damon Peaks didn't pay a Z-Trip taxi driver, then fired a gunshot at that driver when the man had tried to follow him. That gunshot shattered the rear window on the taxi. Deputies say they found Peaks shortly after and say he fled from them, pointed a gun at deputies, and that's when he was shot, taken to the hospital. Neither the deputies nor the taxi driver were hurt during the incident. Peaks now facing multiple charges related to this case, including aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, possession of a firearm by a felon, and resisting arrest. He's being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. Senator Marco Rubio making the media rounds over the weekend. He made these comments regarding speculation that he could be on a short list of candidates to be Donald Trump's running mate in November.
I've never talked to Donald Trump. I've never talked to anybody on his team or family or inner circle about vice president. That's a decision he's going to make.
Rubio was on ABC's This Week. He also talked border security, saying the U.S. needs to be vigilant about it. He says ISIS-K, that's the group that carried out that concert venue terror attack in Moscow this week, would love to do the same thing here in the United States. There's a missing child alert out for an Escambia County teenager. The FDLE issued that alert this weekend for 16-year-old Mariah West. She was last seen Wednesday in Pensacola. Mariah described as black, 5'5", 180 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. A photo of West has been posted on the Escambia Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and if you have any information on her location, contact them. 19-year-old Pensacola man riding a motorcycle killed in a crash on Bear Lake Road in Santa Rosa County. That happened on Saturday afternoon. FHP says an SUV was traveling on State Road 4, reportedly didn't yield to the motorcyclist when making a left turn. The rider was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. The driver of the SUV, a 69-year-old Fort Walton Beach woman, was taken to the hospital also with minor injuries. And getting word that a 40-year civil servant, former Foley mayor, has passed away. 80-year-old John Cognar passed away over the weekend. He'd been elected to the city council in Foley back in 1980. Served on that on the council until 2006. Was then appointed mayor and served three terms, retired in 2020. Cognar is survived by his wife, two sons, a daughter, five grandkids, a sister, and several nieces and nephews. And more Americans have been rescued from Haiti and are now safe here in Florida. The Florida Division of Emergency Management says there were nine Americans on a plane that landed last night in Orlando. And this comes after another plane carrying 21 Americans landed on Saturday night. Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie says their goal is to fly people back to the States every day. It is 6:35, News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
Okay, not seeing any issues on our roadways to report this morning. We've got Bayfront Parkway showing no delays. Avalon Boulevard is clear through to Garson Point Bridge. In Milton, Caroline Street is clear. Stewart Street checking in without delays. Pine Blossom Road, Oriole Street are also clear. Highway 90 is clear coming out of Milton through Pace. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street, and Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. No issues reported there. If you do see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
A very windy day today with winds anywhere from 20 miles an hour sustained, gusting even higher. High today near 72 degrees, low tonight near 65 degrees. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms moving in through the morning and early afternoon. A few storms could be strong under a low-end risk of severe weather, high near 75, low near 57. On Wednesday, we will be calming down with a high near 76 and a low near 50 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 63 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 62 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chick-fil-A has announced it will be rolling out new chicken in its restaurants this spring, citing supply issues as the reason. The fast food giant said they will shift from no antibiotics ever chicken to no antibiotics important to human medicine. This means the poultry used will not be given medications commonly used to treat people. The chickens will also only be given animal antibiotics if they become sick. NVIDIA launched about two dozen new AI-powered healthcare-focused tools at its 2024 GTC AI conference, along with deals with Johnson & Johnson and GE Healthcare for surgery and medical imaging. One of NVIDIA's greatest healthcare strengths to date is the BioNeMo platform, an AI cloud service specifically made for drug development. NVIDIA shares are up close to 100% year-to-date. Futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 305, the NASDAQ up 26. That's your money now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
One of the things that I've talked about, you know, I've brought it a few times and I want to continue the conversation about it, is some form of concurrency or impact fees or something. I mean, every county in the state has it, except it feels like except for us. It's kind of like when every other county in the state had the 100-year flood storm protocols, and we had the 25-year. It seems like we're a little bit behind.
So this is County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, District 1, during his coffee with the commissioner last week, talking about a subject called concurrency. Now, I know for some of you, you know exactly what concurrency is, and you're familiar with this subject. For a lot of you, you might be like, what does that word even mean? Concurrency is a way of making sure that development happens so that the infrastructure necessary to make new housing and the problems created by new housing don't get out of hand. And the basic gist of it, if you want, is that, for example, if you build a subdivision behind an existing neighborhood, okay, and that existing neighborhood has a small, you know, barely two-lane road that goes into it, and you put 500 homes behind it, the kind of thing that doesn't happens all the time, concurrency would say, hey, that road is not up to handling, you know, 1,000 new cars, so improve the road before you build the homes. Concurrency. Or have the road be improved by the time the cars arrive. Okay? So concurrently with the building of the new construction, you would have the infrastructure to handle it. Now, concurrency can, the most obvious form of concurrency is roads, but you also have concurrency dealing with, for example, law enforcement. You put 1,000 people in an area, that's going to change what law enforcement does. Okay. Another form of concurrency would have to do with schools, right? If you dump 1,500 homes into an area, that can affect the schools dramatically. Do you have enough school capacity? The problem with educational concurrency, as I understand it, and I'm not an expert on this area, but as I understand it, the problem with that is that in Florida, you have to prove that you're beyond capacity before you can build something, which is a terrible system. But that's the way it works. So you can't really do educational concurrency. Again, that's my understanding about this. You could have concurrency when it comes to, you know, stormwater potentially or sewer. You know, there's all kinds of things you could do concurrency for. The one that most people are concerned about most of the time is going to be, you know, obviously the roads. Okay. You built all these houses and these crummy little roads can't handle it. Oh, now let's fix the roads after it's inconvenient because people are already driving on them, right? That's a problem. So Jeff Bergosh has always said that he supports concurrency, and he has said that the rest of the board is always blocking him in bringing this into effect. It used to be the case in Escambia County. It's not, again, or so I'm told.
I know it was in statute before. I know in 2011, Governor Scott at that point took it out. We put it in the land development code, and then in 2013, it was taken out of the land development code. Mm-hmm. You know, I brought it a few times. It's been received with a lukewarm reception. But I do think there's some value in it.
And he asks Wes Moreno, the county administrator, what he thinks about it.
What's your thoughts on that? Because you lived with it both ways as a long-term employee.
Yeah, I think it's high time we take a look, a little more in-depth dive into the Land Development Code. I don't think in 2013, I don't think anybody imagined the rate of the growth that would be in years to come, especially now, and the type of growth with the townhomes and apartment complexes and, you know, the parking. There's just a lot of concerns there.
Yeah, the parking has been talked about quite a bit. The real problems on campus at UWF, the other problems where you see these big apartment complexes go up, and are they really, you know, do they really have enough parking? What is the impact on the local roads? How many parking spaces do you need per townhome? We've had a lot of conversations about this. These are all important elements of the Land Development Code, and Wes seemingly indicates that, you know, it's time to look into this more, which, I mean, it clearly is, okay? But, of course, just the question in the back of your mind you want to keep in mind is, but why haven't we? You know, why haven't we? Why do we have so many of the growth-related problems that we do have in Escambia and Santa Rosa County? You know, why hasn't this stuff been done more smartly?
You know, you have folks that bought 20 years ago and what they thought would be just an established, quiet subdivision. And then they here comes the development all around them, and myself included. You know, I live out in Beulah. I got a 385 lot subdivision coming.
Right.
I'm not sure how we're going to get out of Woodside Road, but we're going to try.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Again, that's one of those building right behind the long existing, current homeowners.
So I agree with you. And one of the things I'd like to do is look at the land development code and maybe from top to bottom, and we need to modernize it and update it. And I think add some form of it, at a minimum, transportation concurrency, you know, mobility fees. I know Christine Fanchi, we brought that in 2021. I didn't get support from the board, but that's one of the issues I hear the most, Wes, is the transportation, the traffic.
Yeah. And he again says, I will keep pushing on this until we get it.
That's something I, you know, I'm going to bring that back. I'm going to keep banging on it until we get it because we're the only county that doesn't have it. I mean,
okay. So what Jeff Bergosh says is, everybody's against me on this. I cannot get the board to go with me on this. The other commissioners are the ones who are thwarting me on this. We'll come back to that in a second because that's his claim. Okay. But again, ask yourself the question, if this is so obvious, if this is such a good thing, and I do, I actually agree. I think it is fairly obvious. This is how we ought to proceed, is that you shouldn't be able to build a whole bunch of new homes unless you have already accommodated for or accounted for the increase in traffic, demand, intersections. And, you know, you may not get it fully right, but you got to get close. And most of the time, we're not even trying. And then we come in after the fact and fix it, right? So why doesn't it get done? I'll give you a theory here in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Total Wine and More. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton, Britton, Fairfield. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace this morning, not seeing any accidents there. And Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, not showing any accidents this morning. We're looking great on our roadways. If you do see anything out there slowing you down, you can call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine and More. With so many bottles at the lowest prices, it's easy to find your favorite. Total Wine and More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So here's one theory. You have a commissioner that wants to fix concurrency and make development be smarter, Jeff Bergosh, and nobody else is willing to go with him. That's one theory. There are other theories. another theory is that maybe he wants to say he's for concurrency and not actually get it done because a lot of his supporters come from the Home Builders Association. And they like the current situation. Now, I'm not saying home builders are bad. Everybody needs homes. A lot of the home builders do a lot of good things. They employ an awful lot of people. But I think you'd be foolish to not note that every time anything like this comes up, whether it's impact fees or concurrency or anything in this vicinity, the home builders folks show up at the county commission meetings, more in Santa Rosa County recently, in massive protest. Why? Because they carry a lot of weight. They donate a lot. Jeff Bergosh has a lot of donors who come from that community. They support him, clearly. You can look at the donor rolls, very obvious. Okay, because there are people who want to see more and more and more development. So is he really for concurrency, or is he saying he's for it, but he's not going to do anything about it? Well, I mean, it's up to you to decide what you believe, okay? But one thing he could prove that he's really for it and, you know, force a vote on it, bring it, put it on the agenda and say, here, let's do it. And then see what happens. Because, you know, I mean, right now you got a board of four, but, you know, Mike Kohler might go with him. Stephen Barry and Lumen May probably would not. Do you wait until you get a fourth person appointed? Maybe. But you can't say you're for it and nobody's willing to go for it unless you try it, okay? In which case, if you do, fine. I'll acknowledge that. Stephen Barry, for his part, when he did a town hall last year in August, he talked about concurrency. Well, he heard the complaints from the audience about concurrency.
Didn't anybody learn anything when the Navy Federal came in and it was a zoo down highway, you know, 9 Mile? Until they made it four lanes?
Didn't anybody learn anything from Navy Federal? It was a zoo on 9 Mile and Pine Forest until they made everything bigger, and Pine Forest is still a mess.
Why aren't we putting in the roads, then allow all these homes, apartment complexes, and everything else to be built?
All right, so, Andy.
Now, why don't we put in the roads first, and then, so people are asking about concurrency. And then Stephen Barry goes through a list of explaining why, for example, you know, I-10, US 29, 9 Mile, Pine Forest, those are all FDOT roads. That's not our fault. And also, we don't have enough money because once you build a road, you got to maintain it.
The idea about building the roads before the infrastructure comes, that's something, and I've had to say this a few times in a few settings, that it sounds like a very good idea. The reality ends up being that we have needs that exceed the financial resources that we have currently. And this is needs for resurfacing, for dirt road paving, for improvements on areas that exist.
Okay, so budget more for roads. I mean, that's not like, that's just a key priority for local government, right? Budget more for roads and find somewhere else not to spend it on, because you keep investing in economic development and creating more jobs and more houses, and people keep suffering because the infrastructure is not there. Invest more money in roads. Shift your priorities. To say you can't is to say I can't, because, I mean, right? Okay, so we talked about this back in August. But then he says this.
The likelihood of having an elected board, as you have with, you know, with me as your representative currently, the likelihood of having an elected board allocate $5-10 million to a road that doesn't have a need currently,
that's not how this works,
is not likely. So these are, it's an unfortunate circumstance, but it's the truth. We have needs that need to be done, and you know, putting a road in through the woods is not, it's just realistically, it's not going to happen.
It's not speculative road building in the woods. I mean, that's, and I, again, you can configure this a lot of different ways, but typically it'd be, you know, if the county won't do it, then the builders put up the money to do it. So the idea that the county would have to fork over the money, I mean, this is straw man stuff. But also,
you know, whether it be Pine Forest, West Roberts Road, I mean, we have needs that exist currently on the system, and it's just not likely you're going to have elected officials that are going to allocate large chunks of money to projects that aren't currently needed for what might happen in the future.
Well, again, if it's concurrency, it's not what might happen, it's what's happening, right? That's the idea. But so he's saying, well, we can't get the board to do it. He's one of the most powerful members on the board. So is Jeff, because they're the block of three with Lumen May that can pretty much do whatever they want right now and have been, to the frustration of formerly Doug Underhill, now Mike Kohler, Robert Bender's not there. I mean, so Burgash is blaming the board for not going along with him, and Barry's blaming the board for not going along with him, and both of them are heavily supported by. So what's the answer? Somebody doesn't really want to do concurrency. So those are questions you ask in an election year. What's the real reason that we don't have this stuff? 437-1620. Again, you make the decision, what you believe. I have heard Jeff say this so many times. He may well be serious. Okay, we'll put it on the agenda. Let's have a discussion. Let's have a vote. Let's see what actually happens. Let's see who votes it down. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Attention all empowered women. Jim's Firearms is inviting you to celebrate Women's History Month with purpose and passion. Join us as we champion women's empowerment with the motto, Guns Rights or Women's Rights. Jim's Firearms is dedicated to education and ensuring you have the tools to protect yourself. Be a part of the movement and let the team guide you through a first-rate, non-intimidating, comfortable gun buying experience. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, what movie? This was not a boating accident.
I don't know.
Oh, you're hopeless.
I love Easter eggs like that. It's such a great quote from a really mediocre movie, Stakeout, with Emilio Estevez and Richard Dreyfuss. But they're playing the guess the quote game, and Emilio Estevez says, well, this is not a boating accident. And Richard Dreyfuss is like, I don't know. Of course, the famous quote from Jaws that Richard Dreyfuss starred in and said the quote. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, not seeing any major issues on our roadways to report. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are checking in without delays. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any problems. No delays on Burgess or Olive. We're looking good from 12th Avenue through to Palafox and W Street. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And if you're coming out of Milton through Pace this morning on Highway 90, nothing's slowing you down. If you do see anything out there on the roadways and you want to report it to us, you can call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 850-437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You know what I would love to hear from commissioners? Something like this. You're right. We have not been doing our jobs. I have failed to do this for many, many years now, despite everything that I've said. And we're not going to let that continue. We are going to fix it right now. It's my fault. We did it badly. We didn't do what we should have done. Here's what we're going to do to fix it now. Not after the election. Not after the primary. But right now. Now, I would respect that. I would admire that. I would praise that. 437-1620. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Joni Mitchell is now following Neil Young's lead again, this time getting back on Spotify. Fans noticed that her music was back on the on Spotify more than 2 years after it was pulled. Of course, in 2022, she said she was following Neil Young's lead by removing her music from the service. Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani will be addressing the media today for the first time since allegations of gambling and theft involving his former interpreter surfaced. Major League Baseball says it's now started a formal investigation into all of the gambling accusations. And growing concern on Capitol Hill over potential attacks against Americans after the attack in Russia that killed more than 130 people. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas told Fox News on Sunday that the next attacks could be against American embassies in Asia or Europe. He says the threat is a, quote, dangerous echo of President Biden's withdrawal of Afghanistan.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I listened to the entire hearing on the withdrawal from Afghanistan that was like 3.5 hours with Generals Milley and McKenzie. And I have not yet played you the audio for that. I haven't, frankly, taken the time it'll take to cut that up and be prepared to do it. So their argument is that the withdrawal from Afghanistan is the reason ISIS-K has power. I don't know. It seems a little thin to me. There's a lot to be said in that conversation. I'll just put it that way. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, a good news note out of the war on terror. 130 abducted school children in Nigeria in the Northwest were actually rescued after several weeks. There's been over 1,000 school children abducted since the Boko Haram infamous one back in 2014. Is that when that was, I think? Anyway, sometimes they come back. Which is actually extraordinarily good news. 437-1620, time for
Future News.
Future News. That's when Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Does Trump pony up the money today?
Somehow, yes.
Interesting. I think he gets an extension.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. This is such a crazy story. Who paid the money to the bookie for the illegal sports betting? Shohei Ohtani or the interpreter?
I think it's going to be the interpreter.
I think it's going to wind up being Shohei paid.
Oh, no.
Is it going to be for baseball?
Yes.
No. I think it will not be for baseball, but there could still be consequences. He wouldn't have come out and said it in the first place. We'll find out maybe today. Will we actually get a vote before the primaries on concurrency by the county commission board?
No.
No. But I hope we do.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.